do they expect that our body can? I guess that's my biggest concern. So when you're looking at labels, and would anybody like this, maybe very likely or easily more educated than I am, having just jumped into this, what are they saying when they say organic? Does that mean there is none of this used as far as genetically altered seed? They're saying in here that many times we don't even know. There's no way of knowing that they're genetically altered.
Well, that is true, Charles. I've seen that on the news, and there is no way for us, the average person, to know. There is just no way.
How about another example? Thank you, Maddie. A species of Arctic flounder that was found. Now, that's a fish, guys, that was found to be resistant to freezing in cold temperatures. Well, they wanted to make tomatoes that could withstand the cold temperatures of the frost. So the scientists, all they had to do was take part of the DNA from the fish, implant it into the tomato's DNA, and guess what they've got? A tomato that doesn't freeze. Now, would that ever have occurred to you?
Never.
Well, you know something, Char? Now that they, have you seen these animals, these dogs that are crossbred with others, and some have little short legs, some have little short tails, some have big eyes, some have this. If they do that with actual animals, of course they would do that, I would think, with food.
But to mix an animal with a food?
No. When you see, no. Not mix the animal with the food. But
well,
you see,
but Maddie, that's what I just said.
What you just said, right?
Okay, they're taking the animal and mixing it with the food. Now, see, you know, I'm just going, this is beyond my imagination. Okay, now what happens in the end, the result, there's already proof and evidence. They do not want it made public. They do not want it made public, of course. Now, this is what happened in England. It was made public early on, and the people stood up and fought it, and guess what? It's not there. It's not allowed. It was almost like a political revolution from the way they're describing this. Now, see, we don't hear all the details. The media really wants to keep it out of the limelight, and many times they do.
Do you think it's the media, or do you think it's the lobbyists that's behind the people that are actually making the money off of the product?
Well, but it's a combination thereof, both. You see, I mean, what's going to feed and keep the jobs all over the place is what's going to be in the best interest of where the money is. And I've had too many people in research and at much higher, more educated positions say, you really don't understand. Well, now I'm realizing we really don't understand. So all I'm doing is saying we've only scratched the surface when we're dealing with it. And I want to give you even more reason to start where we're starting, and that's with what we can control. And just ask more questions, guys, and put teasers out there to make other people think. Because why would you knowingly, and they know that these are connected with diseases. I mean, in the Philippines, they had like 79 people that lived around an area where they were using genetically altered food, and when the pollen turned on, there were dozens, well, 79, I think it was, the number was, that realized that they were sick, just from what was in the air. So when we talk about air, water, sleep, all of that, this takes it to another whole level that no one is even conscious about of what's going on around them to the degree. I mean, yes, we've rightly said, you know, well, it can spread from one farm to the other. And I thought, oh, sure. But, you know, I'm growing my plants well, and I will go to more heritage seeds this next spring. Well, try to do all heritage seeds. Just to have the